Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
What up, motherfuckers? It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
We're with Rattlesnake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double-teaming this chick with her husband. Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
Yeah. Yeah, we sell crack to our own out the back of our homes. We smell the musk of the dusk and the crack of the dawn. We go through episodes too, like Attack of the Clones. What till we break a bag and you hear the crack of the bone? To get by, just to get by, just to get by, just to get by. We commute the computer, spirits stay mute while your ego spread rumors. We survivalists turn to consumers. Just to get by, just to get by, just to get by, just to get by. You ask them why some people gotta live in the trailer, cause like a sailor, I paint a picture with a pen like Norman Mailer. Me and Wella raised three daughters all by herself with no help. I think about the struggle and to find the strength of myself. These words melt in my mouth.
Oh shit, here we go, baby boys. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez, coming at you, Real Ass Podcast, all up in your butt cheeks. Oh, you feel it? Do you feel it? If right now, if you do not take your Bluetooth speaker and put it into your ass, inside of your ass. You remember when Howard Stern made that chick like get on top of her subwoofer?
Yeah, and he did the thing.
Yeah, no. I'm talking about get it into your ass. Take your Beats pill and just plop it right in right now. And listen to the show through your anal lining. It works with drugs. We want you to boof the Real Ass Podcast. Nobody's ever done this. Nobody's ever asked their fan base to boof the sound waves, the vibrations into their asshole, and that's how it enters their body.
But you got to get something smaller than a Beats pill.
No, dude. You got to feel it.
Thick.
Yeah, doggy.
You don't want to get like a little JBL speaker, like something a little bit more slimmer?
How? Give me the smallest beat. You want good quality, though. The beat, yeah. Beats, they figured it out, doggy. Yeah.
Okay. If you're going to smuggle this podcast across the border.
That pill is quite, it's quite cylindrical, that pill.
Yeah, exactly. It's also the perfect shape.
I don't know. Yeah,
it's like this.
Up your
thick,
ass, though?
Yeah.
Let me see. How many different beats?
The Beats pill is a... That's a...
I will tell you right now, you're going to remember that episode.
Yeah.
What about just an earbud?
You feel it in your gut.
If you put an earbud in your ass.
Like a little...
Yeah.
But then you ain't going to really hear
it. You're not going to feel it. You're
going
to feel it.
8 earbuds in a row tied together.
Yeah. They got little earbud slim beads. Speakers that you can get from like Touch of Modern.
Well, what if you get the ones that Shannon has, the ones that don't have the wires? You just lose them in your asshole?
But no, I heard Brookstone has an actual anal cavity speaker. Because, you know, Brookstone got everything.
Do they? Are you kidding?
Yeah. No, they have like one that actually fits in your ass. And then you can take the wire and plug it to
your ear. You put it on like in, and then when you're riding your bike, you can hear your music.
You hear your music.
Oh, it's a butt plug.
Yeah, it's like a butt plug with music. Brookstone.
Butt plugs with it.
By the way, that is what black people think Brookstone sells.
Brookstone.
They sell all the future shit. They sell all the future shit.
I thought they just did ice cream.
No.
We got a great show plan today. Oh, holy fucking shit.
Nice.
There you go, right there. Bang.
Bluetooth speaker butt plug. $40?
Damn.
That's expensive.
It's $40. Right. That's cheap for something you put up your ass.
Caller number 69, you get a free Bluetooth butt plug speaker, courtesy of the Real Ass Podcast.
Bang, bang, bang.
573-GAS-LINE. 573-GAS-LINE. Caller number 69 right now on the show.
Would that be so you put it in your ass if someone's like going to spend a lot of time in your ass and you want them to listen to music like they're eating your ass and you want them to hear stuff?
I think it's for the vibration.
But how do you eat your ass if there's a plug in there? How
you eat the ass? You put it in the ass and then I guess you eat her out. Yeah.
Yeah, you lick.
Oh, shit. So it's a rim.
No, but look how big that speaker is. That speaker is blocking the whole asshole. It's blocking most of the cheeks.
That's also not what I'm talking about.
Oh,
like, by the way, guys, I'm talking about an actual regular Bluetooth speaker that... all the way into your asshole, so it's like it's regular volume, and then as soon as you shove it in, it's you're hearing my voice going,
That one's easy. People can do that.
It sounds like you've kidnapped somebody in your asshole. Oh, that's what I wanted to sound like. That's too thick. A Beats Bluetooth, you got to do the pill.
That shit is thick. I have a Beats Bluetooth. Look at that.
That's a lot in your ass.
I have the newer one, and
that's
that shit
a
is
lot
fucking,
in your ass.
That is literally designed for the asshole.
Yeah.
Yo, it's this thick. It's like fucking...
Yeah, it's you thick. Welcome to having anal sex with a black man 101.
And I'm not putting it in anybody's ass.
You feel bad for those women now? You should.
The red one covers up the blood that comes from your ass.
There's no give, see? There's no give.
There's also the... the texture is not the best.
Oh, because it's absorbent.
Yeah. So it's going to be all wet and gooey.
Yeah.
And then it's like plastic edges. You would need...
Yeah.
You need to be a little bit more smooth. There's a way to do this. There's a way to mass market these speakers.
We can figure it out. Let's just make them. Because they made the lollipops and the toothbrushes with the speaker, and you brush your teeth and you can hear it.
Yeah. I remember
that. So maybe,
there's probably some porno hoe out there that can get an ass plaster. Somehow they can get an ass and figure out how to ass plaster and then make some speaker that would actually fit into an ass.
Ass vibrator you could make, that's easy. Yeah. If it's got batteries in it already, that's easy. That's just a flip.
Yeah. Look at you. Well, that's the thing. If you do really good bass tone with the speaker, it's going to be vibrating anytime I say anything with a B or a D.
Do you hear that?
Having black guys in your asshole would be really good.
Yeah.
You just play Annie Up the whole time?
Oh, yeah.
Annie Up! Knock that fool! Annie Up!
Get knock that fool!
Get him! Get him! Get him! Get him!
Oh, my God.
Oh, my stomach.
That's bump. That's bump.
We have a great show planned today, guys. From the No Need for Apologies podcast, we have the very great Monroe Martin.
Yes.
And Derek Gaines.
It's going on.
Brand new show to the Gas Digital Network.
Yeah. We are thank you, guys.
Racist. You see that, everyone?
They let us out of the shack every once in a while to be in the microphone.
Yeah,
y'all
they
feed
need a new black
they
friends.
They feeding us.
See? Look, we gave them water.
They feed you? How long have you guys been doing this podcast here?
What is it?
A couple weeks.
Solid.
Like
maybe
5 weeks.
5 weeks. Yeah. 5-6 weeks.
How do you feel about it?
Feel really good. I love everybody over here at Gas. They set it back, guys. Really good guys.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you, Derek.
Really good guys. Very balanced. You know, just fun. You know, Lewis has a child that he loves. I can say, and he brings him into the studio.
Zach got married.
Shit.
It's homely.
Zach got married. It's very homely in here.
It's a family business. Yeah. It feels family.
Homely is not the word, but Zach is very homely. You're right.
It's very mansion-y us up in here.
He's marital.
It's marital. Yeah. They're stable people, right? Yeah. On the surface, they wouldn't seem like it. They just seem like real bad dudes. But on the surface, they're good people.
I'm sorry, you actually were typing
no,
but wrong.
Good dude.
No, I'm going with what they said. This is homely. So.
homely don't play that?
What does homely mean?
Homely means
like ugly.
Homely means like plain Jane.
Is that what it means, ugly?
Yeah. Homely. Homely means not like.
That's so funny.
Like, is that even just ugly? You're right. It's like.
Homely.
It's plain
just
Jane.
Plain.
It's
like very...
Just put on some makeup, bitch.
I always
it could
feel like,
be you.
Oh, this place is homely.
You can
homely.
Be better.
Unattractive in appearance.
I wouldn't call.
Oh, my God. Oh,
I wouldn't call.
But British, Derek nailed it. He was right with the British.
Cozy, comfortable.
Simple, cozy, comfortable.
Oh, yeah. I mean, British thing. I get it.
Homely and British, but in America, homely means where you get this bitch from.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, your flat is so homely.
It's so homely. That makes sense.
What do you think of my girl? That's a homely-ass bitch.
She's homely, man.
Keep
her home.
She's
yo.
Very homely.
She's specifically.
She should stay home.
Specifically the bathroom.
Yeah. Homely chicks don't go to the club.
She's garagey. Yeah.
She should be in a library or something.
Yeah.
We're going back into this season. It's very funny because it's so nice. Ari Shaffir coined the phrase, was it Happy Booby Day?
Yeah.
Which is the first day of the spring where all the girls wear little short shorts and their titties are out. It's like there's like a day, it's like April 7th or 8th, right around that time, where it's just the first day where it's like 76.
Side boob degrees Fahrenheit.
Yeah. Dog, yes.
Side boob degrees Fahrenheit.
Side boob degrees
Fahrenheit. Exactly.
Side boob degrees Fahrenheit.
Side boob degrees Fahrenheit. Side boob degrees Fahrenheit. Side boob degrees Fahrenheit. Side boob degrees Fahrenheit.
That's when they all brawlers
and
brawlers.
And black chicks. Too. We're inclusive. Yeah. We're talking about black women as well.
I never thought we weren't. I thought we meant
we
all
were
women.
About
you were picturing
women.
Black women the whole time.
I was picturing black women.
Yeah.
I was picturing a white girl with brown hair. That's
isn't that how that works? Like, if I think of a woman, you think of an ethnic woman first. You think of your ethnicity.
No, I think of a nice, delightful white.
Really?
white woman just the most delicious, delightful.
Yeah, maybe you do. Perfect. Maybe you think of the your ethnicity.
But this motherfucker's Puerto Rican.
I know.
Or are you?
Nobody. Not really. I'm Puerto Rican, but I don't think of Puerto Rican women ever. Where I mean, I sometimes.
Why?
Derek, what do you think of when you?
I was thinking of black chicks first.
Really?
Yeah. It was black chick and white chick.
Did black chicks have a lot of good side boob? Most of the side boob I've seen is white chicks.
Are you nuts?
Black chicks have too much respect for themselves, and if they're willing to dress like a whore, they are.
Unless
a whore.
It's hot.
If you see a black chick that's dressed like a hoe, you probably pay her to fuck you. black chicks just—they're not like white chicks. Will just let their pussies hang out for no reason. They're like, respect me,
but also
your pussies right here. I'm
see that's
look
nice.
At that.
That's all.
And it's
beautiful.
Amazing, like her fucking armpit hair is not in the way of it.
I like
look
it.
At all that. Well, that's gorgeous. What you get with hipster girls. No, I think white girls are the same.
No,
white
that's not
Nicki
true.
Minaj.
It depends. You're okay. White.
All that.
If Puerto Rican chicks and black chicks, if they're dressed like hoes, they're hoes.
That's thing, good. Black girl side move. Look at that. Those straight tits.
No, if white girls are dressed like hoes,
you go to Tinder Trap. Remember all the places we used to go? You go to you walk in there. Tinder Trap is a spot in Brooklyn that we used to go to.
Black chicks with side boob, man.
Black chicks, white chicks with side boob. You walk in there, you go, you look at them, white joints too. You be like, I'm gonna go get it. And usually they're down.
I'm not saying that white chicks aren't hoes. They are. I'm just saying that they play this different psychological game, okay? Like, I just feel like they.
There's some truth in what he's saying.
Yeah, they really are, man.
Okay, I get it.
You don't, you don't know what you're kind of getting with them. I'm not saying that. There are. Listen to me. I've fucked plenty of white whores.
White whores,
okay? So these girls are fucking
back white.
They meet me. Dude, I remember when I used to sell comedy club tickets on the streets of New York City. If you've ever fucked a man who sells comedy club tickets, like if you met him and you let him talk his way into your fucking underwear, kill yourself. You got no respect for yourself. Do you know how many girls I fucked in like stairwells, like bathrooms at McDonald's?
There you go, boy.
Because I would just like, I'd be, you go up to him and be like, hey, what's up? You want to go see a comedy show? They're like, hey, what are you talking? And they start talking to him, you start flirting with him, you make him laugh.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, they're a tourist, they're here on vacation, they're like, you know, I'm going to be bad, I'm going to be dirty. I would convince chicks to fuck me in stairwells regularly.
Yeah.
And I'm a guy who's trying to fucking sell them comedy club tickets on the street.
Regularly. You cared about the job. So the stairwell was closer than going back home.
Absolutely. Why was it going to go for all that? That's crazy. Yeah. But it's like that, you know.
The Diedrich Minimum Rapist strikes again.
I swear you'll see Gaffigan tonight, rapist.
tonight we have Tina Fey. Uh-huh.
I promise Kurt Metzger's closing rapist.
But that's women, they don't often. Here's where we're at as a society now.
Go ahead, bro.
That's where if you're a creep, you could fucking get some real fucking. You can get in there now. There's like this like. Sort of like gray area where people aren't fucking taking shots anymore, like guys.
Yeah.
So if you want to just fucking, like, just in society, guys are like, we're being trained to be fucking pussies.
Yeah.
So it's just not that often. Shannon, when's the last time a guy came up to you and was like, hey, let me eat your asshole on a stairwell right now? That direct.
Oh, I mean, it's been probably like 15 years.
15 years?
Right. You miss it?
Yeah.
It's so rare.
Not like gross in that way, but I do appreciate a forward.
And did you do
attempt.
It? No. Did you do it? No, but you still kind of turned you on a little bit. You
no,
thought
he
about
said
it.
Something very gross last night.
What did he say?
He said that he wanted to be my tampon.
Bam, 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 bam.
But,
yeah.
But on a heavy day or a light day?
That's funny. What?
He said he wanted to lick the blood, and it was all terrible.
I
want to
be your tampon. I want to be your diva cup.
Do you want to hear something funny, though?
I
want to
be your tampon, baby.
That same.
Bleed all up in my cotton and don't get toxic shock syndrome, bitch.
There you go, Berg. Hey, that's pretty forward.
Also, you hear that, toxic shock syndrome. It's like, really? When I found out what it was that women leave their tampons in too long.
Yeah.
I was like, good.
Those are busy
you
women.
Don't deserve your feet. You nasty, dirty fucking bitch. You left a tampon in too long. Good. Cut her feet off.
That's cut what toxic shock syndrome is?
Yeah. Doggy, yes.
It's like blood poisoning.
Wow.
It's blood. Yeah. Your own blood kills you. That's how bad a period is.
It's nasty.
Yeah. Women don't think it's bad. Oh, you're acting up because you're on your period. It's not bad. Your own blood could kill you, bitch.
That is so fucking rancid. It's when nasty. I first heard that.
It's rancid.
Is that what it's from every time? Is there another way to get toxic shock syndrome?
Dang.
You know? It's like you slice your leg open. And you're like, hold on, give me some cotton. I'm just gonna shove some cotton in there.
Yeah, you can
and you
get
leave
it from something else.
It causes the toxic shock syndrome. Infection usually occurs when bacteria enters your body through an opening in your skin, such as your pussy.
There's a cunt sore or other wound.
Experts are not sure why tampon use sometimes leads to conditions.
Experts are not even sure why tampon use sometimes leads to conditions. Some believe that the tampon is a place for long
because you know why?
It attracts bacteria.
They be leaving it in there, fucking.
It's dirty.
It's gross. Yeah.
It's fucking dirty.
It's gross. Oh,
dude.
Aren't you supposed to change it like a couple of times a day? Oh, you seen cop tampons,
nigga,
too.
I've seen all that shit, bro.
Cop tampons. I've been in fucking the field. Cops bleed hard, nigga.
What?
He used to be a janitor at a police district.
Cops cop tampons?
Oh, yeah.
Fucking lady
they
cops.
They bleed blue.
They bleed hard, nigga. Bleed blue.
Like, yeah, and it'd be off there. You'd be like, God damn, there's so much black hate in these.
It's like a diaper.
Oh, no. Throw it in the garbage. They got to do a 21-gun salute.
I'm like, just, oh, shit.
Holy shit, that's got some weight.
Yeah.
Damn.
Them little trash cans behind them little toilets were fucking horrendous, bro.
I picked up your flak jackets. Those are tampons.
Oh, my God. Yo, you just don't see, like, lady cops have all this gear on. They
be mad.
And I'm mad. That shit just fucking be
I had to clean the women's rooms there, so it would, yeah.
Gross. Yeah. That is the thing. So with tampons, they flush. It's the pads, right? Don't
no,
wait to flush.
Tampons, you're not supposed to flush.
You're not supposed to flush.
I'll tell you right now.
Trash cans for
if
all of
you. If you don't flush your tampons, they should cut your feet off. If you throw your tampons into a fucking nut,
you gotta have a tampon genie.
They're vag diapers, bro. You can't. Yeah. They can't fit in.
No, you're thinking of pads, doggy. No, and by the way, that's what I imagine that cops use is a big old thick old school style pad. They put it right up against there, fucking bleeds out, and that's
that.
I remember the little tiny, delightful bullet.
With the little
bullet
tag
tampons
in there. Yeah.
You can't flush that?
No, it expands huge.
Yeah,
I'm sure it expands.
They're like those dinosaurs that you put in the water.
Blood shooting out of my toilet. Yeah.
No, they should have like a tampon genie next to the toilet. You fucking throw it in there.
A
and
tampon
you don't smell
genie
it
is pretty good.
Old you better have a boy.
Give me your tampon.
Tampon
you get one
genie
wish.
Yeah. I wish I stopped bleeding. No.
Tampon genie, please make me stop bleeding every month.
Tampon genie is pretty. I think it's a patent.
I'm fucking patenting that idea.
I love it.
I don't
got
know.
Got a tampon genie,
though.
You should have a tampon genie too.
Yeah. Yeah.
It needs a better name, something with mens in it, like mens.
That's what happens if you masturbate when you're in your period. Yeah. You rub your pussy, a tampon genie comes out.
Genie.
It's Will Smith. He's covered in blood. The fuck's going on in there?
I assume it would look like Dante. Yeah.
Why are you bugging me, girl? Your rings are cutting me.
So fucked up.
Pew, pew.
Fuck, dude. Tampon Genie is my favorite character in the
room. Oh, God. Oh, God. It's a lot of hemoglobin in there.
Smells like pennies.
Oh, shit.
You have one wish. Can I get a fucking towel?
So fucking terrible.
Some wet naps.
That's awful. That's so
fuck,
awful.
Dude. Oh, my God. That really made me laugh. Look, we have a great show planned today. We really do. Let's get into it. Let's get some plugs out of the way right now because I got a lot of dates coming up, and I want to fucking make sure you motherfuckers are supporting. Let's go with Derek first. What do you have to plug, my brother? I know you got to leave kind of early on the show. So.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, me too.
I have my hour.
Wait, no. You don't. No. Oh, all right. Oh, yeah. Somebody had to leave early.
Derek. All right. What we got? Just keep listening. No need for apologies. New York Comedy Festival is coming up. I'm doing an hour called Fuckboy Ground Zero. It's just the hour.
I just found out what a fuckboy was.
Damn.
Yeah. I kept on having girls call me a fuckboy, and I'm like, if this bitch calls me gay one more time, I'm gonna punch her in
not
the
at all
cheek.
Not
that's
at
crazy.
All. That's wet boy.
Yeah.
Fuckboy is something different.
Fuckboy is a guy who's pretending he's into some other shit, but he just wants to fuck.
Just wants to fuck.
Right?
Yeah. And that's what wrong I found with that.
Out. Yeah. Like, yeah, a man.
A weak
dude.
Or contemptible
weak.
Man.
A weak or contemptible man. Some bitch
a
wrote that.
A man who has many
a
casual
weak
partners.
Man with a little dick. That's what it means.
Uh-huh.
Some if crazy a guy wrote this, he'd be like, guy who gets
fucked. Fuckboy Ground Zero is a love story.
Yeah.
It's a story of love and sadness. And it's an hour of jokes that I've written through the times. And all the rendezvous with the ladies that somehow broke my heart. And I think they could. So, yeah, it's that. So
well, that's the problem with being a fuckboy is you bring your heart with you.
Yeah.
And it's,
every,
and
you
wear it on
bed,
your sleeve.
To every bed. You're like,
and then
you make
go,
love. Am I supposed to just fuck you and push your head down on the bed? No, bitch, I'm making love to you.
Yeah.
I'm kissing you. I'm looking at you in your eyes.
I'm a love boy.
I'm a fucking lover
sense,
boy.
That's all. A fuckboy is a lover.
It's a lover boy. I'm fucking caressing your skin. I'm making you feel good. You homely bitch.
Sure, you're holding your phone with the other hand. The one hand is caressing her.
It's fucking crazy. It's crazy. What do you want
Ain't
me to do?
Ain't nothing wrong with a fuckboy.
Nothing.
This is what I'm doing.
Am I not supposed to make love?
No.
Do you want a guy just to be like, all right, this is if a guy says he doesn't want anything more serious than just to have some sex, does it need to be just wham, bam, thank you, ma'am, get the fuck out of my...
No, it could be
a
moment.
No, you want me to kiss you deeply, right?
It depends.
It could be deeply.
It depends, though.
Because she don't want to fall in love.
Yeah, if it's a one-night stand,
you can't make love on a one-night stand.
You talking to the wrong nigga here, man.
I make love to her from behind. I'll be fucking her doggy style. I'll cup her breast and kiss her deeply from behind while I make love to her. It's like a movie. It's perfect.
This is what I do. I go, shh, shh, shh.
Yeah, whisper things in her ear.
Lewis sometimes takes his mask off.
Lewis is like,
you can see my face.
I'm making love.
But yeah, so Fuck With Girls, there's a New York Comedy Festival coming up. That's all I got.
That's so funny. Monroe Martin.
Monroe Martin. Well, you got all the social media stuff right there, but it's Monroe Martin III on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. October 8th, I am back at Fat Black Pussycat doing an hour. It's going to be great. It's not called Fuckboy Ground Zero, though. I don't know what it's going to be called, but I'll be there. So
and I'll be in Rochester. Oops, I'll be in Rochester at the Carlson October 3rd through the 5th.
Done. Very nice. Aaron Berg?
Yeah! 25 Sets documentary where I did 25 sets in a night is available right now for pre-sale on iTunes. If you guys help me sell 200 more, I get greenlit on my next project by October 15th.
Can you say anything about your next project?
No.
Here's the deal. October 15th, look, it's over. The comedy war, it's officially on, baby boys. The line has been drawn. Yeah. I was so funny how many comics have been just been like, dude, chink. It's all right. Well, guess what? Let's go to town now. Because if that's the line, everybody said so much worse shit than that it's like there's this freedom now. I call it having career herpes. Now we can just fuck without condoms. Let's party, baby boy.
Yeah. Always been comedy,
let's
though.
Let freedom ring. Spread the freedom.
Every situation somehow ends with Lewis going, and we don't need condoms anymore.
And we don't need them. Let's just go raw dog, doggy.
But you need to do is you need to support people that are doing their own projects. Yeah. Obviously, things like Gas Digital. Obviously, you know, comedians that you love have a Patreon or have something out that they give you the channel to support them directly. Please fucking do that. It's so important, okay? Because they can't take you guys away. They can't take the fucking fans
That's
away.
Right.
They can't take the relationship away from us. That's it. We have this. So go directly. And I'm going to tell you right now, Aaron Berg is a brilliant comic. He did 25 sets in one night in New York City, which is, I believe, a Guinness World Record officially. Guinness World Record. They documented the entire thing. I'm telling you right now, if you've not seen Aaron Berg do stand up on stage, you have fucking missed out. He's a killer. He's a talent unlike anybody else that I've ever seen. There's not many people that can get up and murder the way that he does it with horse shit. And I'm going to tell you right now, it is.
I ain't shaking my head.
No, it is. I'm kidding. He's literally a fucking one of the best comics in the scene, and he murders. And more than anything else, he needs 200 copies sold. That ain't shit. Real Ass Podcast,
200
baby.
Copies between now and October 15th. The pre-sales, I get greenlit.
That ain't shit, doggies. Right now, go pre-sale. Take the minute.
Do it.
Pause it. Get the pre-sale. I'm gonna Shannon. Do me a favor. Take my credit card. Get my pre-sale copy right now. I'm dead ass.
Look at that.
Boom.
See that? Here good guy.
I got mine right now.
Respect, good. When the money hit my account next week.
That was fly. The whole time.
And it's good.
When I get my money.
Yeah.
When I get, but my mom used to always say that. When I get my money.
When I get my money. When I get my
such my a garbagey sentence. Yeah. When I get my money.
Look.
It's a good movie.
When I get FEMA check.
I'll send you a copy if you want to free screen it.
No, I'm gonna buy it.
You got it.
And I would love to watch it beforehand.
Yeah.
In fact, if you sign up for Gas Digital, we'll take that screener and post it up there on the exclusive side.
There you go.
And you guys can just pay me directly to watch Aaron Berg's special.
This is a good business model.
Yeah.
I like Zach Amico.
Twitter and Instagram, Zach is not funny. Check out my other show here on the network, Zach Amico's Midnight Spook Show, every Friday at midnight, comics watching horror movies.
Love that damn show.
Thank you, buddy. And Capital Wrestling returns to Hoboken October the 5th. If you want to go, you get 2 tickets for $5 if you use the promo code Zach, ZAC.
Fuck yes.
This dude's married now, bro.
Yeah, I want to see a ring. What is that?
Look at his ring.
Look at his bathtub.
Look at mine. It was fast, Lewis.
That's funny.
That was quick.
Look at that. I'm going through no ring face.
Why? What happened?
Because I just saw, I was like, my girl.
He's a Jew. He was like, I can get money for this.
This is real precious metal. I'll be behind this tree selling this. My wife had like a reaction on her fingers, yeah. So she took hers off. So I was like, you know what? You got yours off.
I'm going to
take mine off and text porn stars. So I took it next level. So that's it. But it's our 3-year anniversary today. So I got to wear it. Tonight we're going for dinner. I'm going to wear it.
Dinner. There you are. This weekend, guys, September 20th, 21st, I'll be in Nashville, Tennessee, the very kickoff of the Luis J. Gomez, Kurt Metzger, This Should End Well tour. Yeah, guys, very excited. I haven't been in Nashville in a hot minute, so please come the fuck out if you're listening to this live, or I guess on iTunes as well. October 3rd through 5th, I'll be in Orlando with Big J Okerson. Holy fuck. I'm telling you right now, the last time I was with Big J, me and him don't go on the road that often, and it is fucking, the fans that come out always have a blast. I've been to Orlando a bunch. I know you guys are fucking monsters, so come out if you're going to be in that area. October 6th through 10th, I'll be in Los Angeles. I know we're doing Kill Tony, me and Bisping. Uncle Vinny's down at the Jersey Shore, November 6th through 9th. White Plains, November 22nd. Kalamazoo in Detroit, December 5th through 7th. December 14th, Bananas, Hasbrook Heights, New Jersey. I don't have to trash the venue anymore. For years, I've been saying, I hope this place burns down.
Why?
Because they wouldn't book me. Oh. Because they refused to headline me. But apparently they have new owners now, so I love this club. They're awesome. What a great venue.
At the hotel, right?
Yeah,
is
man.
It
the
fun? Is the Bananas at the hotel?
Best club in fucking New Jersey.
The hotel,
I've never
right?
been.
Off New the Jersey.
Side of, off the, off Jersey. The side of Route 3, right?
Yes.
Oh, all right.
It's
I
the
got
fucking
it.
Best.
You did it?
San Diego, it. American Comedy it's Company, hotel, the first bro. Week of January. Oh, I'll tell you this much. New Year's Eve, Los Angeles, California, Legion of Skanks at the Comedy Store. We ain't fucking around. Boston's coming up. Syracuse, Albany, Connecticut, Winnipeg. What is Luis J. Gomez going on fucking tour?
Winnipeg?
Winnipeg.
What are you doing in Winnipeg?
No, you Winnipeg at every one of my shows, you win a chance to peg me. I pick one fan, and they come out, and in the back room, they fuck me in my ass with a strap-on dildo. It is the most intimate experience you're ever going to receive at a comedy show.
And all you have to do is buy 25 pre-order copies.
No.
I got to sell 200.
200.
You got to, you even if Winnipeg. You get in for free, on the mailing list.
I already sold several hundred. You sell 200. I'll be in Toronto October 16th. Tonight.
Toronto.
It's going to be great.
Your plugs are already over. So
thanks, man.
Edit that out, please.
I did, but Derek went back and did like a late
we
black.
We edit
black.
All of the, all right. It's not smooth. You know, that's all not how a TV
all
show
right. would edit that out, is. Shannon.
Please, Shannon. Thank you.
Shannon, edit that out. Thanks. What?
Edit it out. Edit it out.
I want to eat your asshole in a stairwell.
Mm. There you go. That was good.
I want to.
But she's been walking all day.
Who, Shannon?
No, if you eat an asshole in a stairwell.
You look like you've been walking all day. I want to eat your asshole in a stairwell.
You want the ass clean at least. Mm. Like,
let me explain.
Not clean.
All right, let me hear this before I get out of here. I want to hear this logic. I want to hear the rattlesnake logic.
Nobody wants to eat a clean asshole.
What?
Nobody wants clean.
What are you trying to get? What toxic shock syndrome?
Yeah. I want a clean
my
asshole.
Tongue to fall the fuck off.
Yeah, I want a clean asshole.
The reason you're eating an asshole, the reason it turns you on to eat an asshole, it's because it's dirty.
Speak for your god.
I got strep throat from an asshole.
It's because
that's
it's
what
next
happens.
To the pussy.
You got strep throat from Chris
that's
Italia?
That's it.
Here all fucking day, bitch. I'm on fire. No one's safe.
Check his bathtub. Jeffrey's bathtub was quick. Lewis is quick now.
No,
quick, baby boy. I gotta be. They're coming after me.
You should do comedy.
I thought you said you should do coke. I was like, we should, right?
Are they coming after you?
No, they're not coming. I mean, no. I think that was there actually was a Times reporter in the Skanks show.
Times reporter. I got the email from the Times reporter.
Karen forwarded me the email as well.
She emailed me at 5:03 a.m. She emailed me first. And then she goes, hey, you want me to read you the email?
Read me the email.
All right.
I'll hear this and I got to
email
go,
me at
I'm
5.
Where do you got to go?
AM. I got to go to 26 in Madison.
For what?
Audition?
Audition, yeah.
Show up late. Has it ever mattered? We've all showed up for auditions late. You get there, there's 6 people in a room. It's a list. Yeah. Nobody gives a fuck.
But he gets the roles. So.
I've never gotten booked on anything. Don't take my advice. Yeah.
Show up late. He gets say, the fuck role. You, fuck your mother.
Smack the girl in the face who's doing the read.
I've been doing all right. These rooms I'm getting in is pretty fucking fancy.
Right, a fake like, social down.
What up, bitches?
What's hand up, out now? Gas digital stickers.
Sorry,
put your 8x10 on someone's desk. Hey. I'm an arts reporter with NYT. I heard Shane Gillis was supposed to show up at Frantic at the Stand last night. I was upstairs, so I missed it. Did he end up doing a set? I didn't respond. Yeah, she was in Legion of Skanks. instead of she didn't know where the thing
was. It's really funny because we were doing Chink and Spick Chance the whole show. We just kept on going back to that. So the fact that she had to undercover just start chanting Chink in order to stay undercover, it's just the best.
Wow.
You've seen her? You know who she is?
No, I have no idea. But we did have a few.
I know her name.
You want to see? You don't got to say it. Here's my problem, okay?
Like, well, if they're in the media, then they...
We don't know if she's actually trying to be shitty. She might have been legitimately
Through her Twitter timeline.
Oh, she
she's got a side.
Okay, she's got
she
a side.
She has a side.
What's her side?
Her side is not Shane.
So then why don't you just show her face and see what it is? They do that.
Because the reality is women are weak. And if you go and show their face to the fucking fan base,
it's going
to
be a big thing.
They start calling her a cunt and wishing rape upon her. And then it becomes,
What they do versus writing an article.
I don't want to facilitate that.
We can't fall into that trap. I talked to him a year ago when these SJWs were calling people out. And I go, we should make a list of all these motherfuckers and never work with them. And he made a good point. He goes, no, we're not falling into their trap.
I don't like them doing it with Patton now. So Patton Oswalt comes out against Shane Gillis. I see you later, Derek. You're the man, brother. Yeah. Thanks. He's a pro, though. He knew. He was like, let me not interrupt the flow. Let me just jump out. Very good, man.
He knows. He feels it.
He's just going out for cigarettes real quick.
Son?
But, you know, take they go through Patton's timeline, and they go through what's-his-name, Gould's timeline.
Yeah, and Nico, what's-his-name.
And all these guys have said something. But then we have this thing where everyone on every side is now going, that guy should have their job taken away. Yeah. And it's like, we're just part of literally being part of the problem.
Wait, what did they say it's on Patton Oswalt?
He had an old tranny bit where he's like, these transvestites,
they're clowns.
They're just short of clowns. They put on a bit more makeup. They're basically clowns.
What did he say when they pulled that?
I don't know if he's responded to it yet.
Hilarious.
Dana literally got in trouble for calling the Arquette trans person a tranny. Like a few years ago.
Yeah.
Huge shit for saying tranny.
Yeah, it's just, but here's the thing. I don't care because
I
want them to. Right, so why are we acting like we care?
And that Patton bit is funny.
I said the thing about Dana Gould. I was like, people were like, look at him talking about this. And then I watched it. I was like, that's a good bit.
Yeah.
It was really funny.
The Patton bit was funny. I just wish that they could see that. And I also, Judy Gould wrote about Shane today in CNN. And
what'd she say?
She's not Team Shane.
She's
slur.
Like, not.
Dude. In that context where it's like a white property owner where he's like, oh, put the chinks down. That's a funny bit. And I get that. Look, Judy Gold's not the same type of comic as
it also doesn't matter. Like, it doesn't even matter if it's a funny bit, unfunny bit. We're sitting here. We're riffing. We're trying to be funny. Yeah. I texted. I know Godfrey tweeted something. I texted Godfrey directly. I was like, I'm friends with both of you. I was like, trust me. Shane's one of the good ones. Shane's a good dude. Straight up a good person. Because people were like, oh, you got to tweet at Godfrey. I was like, no, Godfrey's a friend.
What did Godfrey
say? Godfrey was like, he was essentially saying it was good that SNL fired him.
Yeah.
And I think Godfrey's off base. And I think if me and Godfrey sit down and really had the conversation, I think Godfrey would agree with me. And cause I think it's sort of interesting because you look at it on the surface and you go, when you just look at a context, just the sentence.
Yeah.
I mean, it just sounds bad. You know, Shane Gillis calls Andrew Yang a Jew chink. It's like, no, you don't even need to read that. And this is the culture we live in. We don't read the rest of the story. Mm-hmm. We read the headline and you go like, oh, yeah, that's fucking. That's not even a joke. That's just being racist. But
that's a funny combination of words.
Yeah.
Jew chink.
Yeah. I'm just saying that I know that Fighter and the Kid talked about it. A lot of the people were like, oh, it wasn't funny, and that's the problem. And it's like, first of all, I disagree. I thought it was funny.
Paper is not funny.
None of this is funny. You have to have like the certain little nuance. You have to understand, like, the
how did that clip come about? Because they give you 2 weeks to just get rid of everything.
Yeah. I don't think it was that long. I think it was a few days.
But then
they give you 2 weeks?
Yeah, they do. They give you 2 weeks to scrub your account.
Really?
Yeah.
Before they announce it?
Before they hire you.
That's some weasel
shit. I mean, no, when they hire you. But
there's nothing. Scrub any. There's no way.
There's no scrubbing anything.
There's no
scrubbing. Never got that. Like, once Pete Davidson got it, he did our podcast a long, long time ago. Hey, man, I said some things. Can you get rid of that?
He never asked me.
And all that stuff. Like, they fucking...
Pete Davidson, you can still get him out there on Legion of Skanks, Real Ass Podcast, you know. But it's like, look, it's just if they choose to come or not at this point. And this is why we have to create our own shit. I really love the idea of doing our own sketch thing.
And
like just making our own thing that can either live online or we sell it as like an alternative to Amazon or Netflix or one of these things. So who knows what could happen. All right.
More independent product.
Yeah, real quick, just take a moment right now. You love the show. Every episode we've ever done of the Real Ass Podcast is available at gasdigitalnetwork.com. Use the promo code RAP. Get a 14-day free trial. At $7 a month, you get access to everything. The entire on-demand library. Every episode of every show that we've ever done, Legion of Skanks, Real Ass Podcast, Believe You Me, Zach and Mika's Midnight Spook Show, and many, many, many more. No Need for Apologies, a brand new show here on the Gas Digital Network.
No Jimmy Disrespect, Josta. You have that show.
No Disrespect podcast. Yeah. Shannon Lee Hires, The Thing Is Ding.
Ding.
Many, many more shows.
SDR show.
A couple new shows that we're going to be announcing as well. Can't do it just yet, but we have some more that we're bringing into the fold. A lot of amazing things here happening at Gas Digital, and we need the fucking support, baby boys. Support us. Support us directly. I promise you right now, we are just reinvesting back into the product. Nobody's lining their pockets here. It's not like we're fucking rich. This is, we really want to create some great stuff for you guys, so please support directly by using that promo code RAP. Get a 14-day free trial. All right. There's other things that are happening. This Silicon Valley star said that swinging saved his relationship. Did you see that story?
Nice.
That's so funny.
Yeah.
So haven't fucking someone.
Yeah, you raped the chick with a beer bottle, right?
Wrong guy.
No, no, that's right.
A silicone bottle.
That was Yogi Bear.
Whoops. That was the ranger.
Yeah.
Allegedly. He's a great guy. It's nice to hang out with. I like him. Look at this guy. He has to swing. This guy fucks dudes like crazy, man.
So give me some details.
Who initiated the swinging?
He did. So they were married. He says he's a very sexual person. Ugh. He was married
he's
for...
He's like May.
Yes.
Right, like, Shannon?
Yeah, exactly. I thought of you when I heard know. This.
He's the fuck boy.
The fuck boy. It's not a problem. It's not a problem.
So after a couple years into the marriage, and his chick is hot, but he said,
"Let
this
me see the chick. Let's get some more pictures of her because that's one photo, and sometimes one photo can be
pretty."
Nate's gonna pull them up. So a couple years in, he said, "This isn't gonna work. We have to figure something out." And they started exploring swinging, and they started going at like sex parties and stuff. And it seems like she isn't really into it, but like doesn't want to lose him.
Wait, why?
Nice.
Why do you say that?
Because he said that he's the gas and she's the brakes. He specifically said that.
Why don't they just get a divorce?
Yeah, just and fuck up. Fuck everyone.
Other people.
I feel like they are going to eventually. They're just dragging it out. These things don't always work. They never work in the long term.
3 years. Saying, save my
look
marriage.
At this ugly
she's
motherfucker.
Cute. Hell yeah, dude.
Like his nose got squished in a vice. She's okay, but she's not that. She's not as hot as she is in this picture with those brown eyebrows.
Give me another picture. Let's see. She's hot.
Jesse Eisenberg looking faggot.
That's a hot chick.
You don't like her?
She's okay, but watch. She's gonna get uglier.
Let's see. Let's get a worse photo of her, maybe. Yeah. I mean, look, I get it.
He reminds me of like a Mike Kaplan, you know.
Yeah,
she's getting uglier.
Oh, yeah, she's like
she's
a little
making
fucking
a face.
Kim Cattrall. Like,
of
it's
course.
Not, but each picture's getting uglier.
I told
because
you.
Because she's making a face.
Get
she's
her uglier.
The next one is going to be her picking her nose.
Let me see.
Her leaving her tampon in too long.
I want her to buy it by the
her
fourth
being,
picture.
Her being
look
attacked
like
with acid.
Mom.
Let's see, what else?
Oh, she's okay there.
Yeah, look at
she looks hot
she's
with
got
her,
a nice little body right
on.
There. Hell yeah, dude.
Yeah.
I'd swing with them.
I'd get my fans to send her rape threats.
Molly Gates. Is her father Bill Gates?
That'd be awesome.
No, it doesn't make any reference to that. She's a costume designer.
Is that her and Travolta?
Yeah. No.
Could you do that, Aaron? You're married. Zach, you're married. I know you could, you freak. Could you swing? Could you watch a dude fuck your wife?
Absolutely not.
No.
Not couldn't.
Right?
Too weird.
When my wife and I started dating, she tried to line up a threesome with this girl that she worked at, and she was into it. And then my wife was like, I can't do this. I don't want to do this.
Oh.
We were setting it up. And she's cute.
I know.
She was cute.
Were you
I was excited for it.
That's what it probably was. You weren't indifferent.
Yeah, you can't let them know you're
like,
I don't really want to
buy a new outfit and shit.
I've tried it all. I've tried the indifferent thing.
Bow tie and a thong.
I've tried the indifferent thing where you're like, oh, it doesn't matter. And then they go, oh, I guess it just doesn't matter. And then it falls apart. And you act like you're too into it. Then they get self-conscious. These bitches, you need a fucking whore.
I've blown
You need a Dominican chick with some side boob. This bitch is down. Trust me. Trust me.
Yeah. I paid for one. I got two Chinese escorts and I had one, but that's it.
That
I haven't
doesn't
had
count.
Good. No.
Double takeout.
Yeah.
Wait, you're married too, Monroe. You're all married. What the fuck is going on here? Could you ever? Nah. Could you see? Because here's what I can do. I can mentally get down the path of the relationship being dead.
Yeah.
And because I think that it is, that's what relationships are. It is a countdown to extinction. It is a countdown to it being all over, right? It's just, it's a life. A relationship is a life, right? And it's going to die, period. I mean, anybody who...
Poor Zach just got married this week.
Like, anybody who's in a relationship
this is
for
one
life is a person that has some sort of mental issues. And
they're not trans.
The reason that it's so rare is because it's so rare to find two people that have those sort of mental issues where they need that codependency and they don't think there's anything else out. This is true. This is good. This is actually love advice. There's nothing else out there. They think that and they go, fuck, finally, like, and they settle down and they go, oh. It's a great Kurt Metzger line from back in the day. He's like, did you settle for me? Did you settle for me? He's like, yeah, that's what they call it. Settling down. They don't call it reaching for the stars. And I love that. And it's very true. But there, if you guys are out there, just know that. It's and at the very least, even those relationships that are lasting forever, one person's cheating. One person's doing something that they're not supposed to be doing. You are compromising some level of happiness every single day. Every man wants to fuck other women. We want to fuck other women up top, baby boy.
No, I wanted to say something. I've been through shit in my life. I've almost gotten divorced twice. I was ready to leave.
Aaron actually played a shit genie in his last role.
Relationships are fucking hard. But if you work through that stuff, you do get closer together. And you do feel a certain level of intimacy. But I get where you're coming from. But you have to commit to this
every
shit. And yeah, you hate
the first
sometimes.
Time I kiss a girl... It's like Casablanca. It's like a movie. When I first start making out with a chick, it's so deep and passionate. And then 2 years into a relationship, it's like, get away.
Yeah. It happens. But intimacy can grow. But you have to go through therapy. I went through therapy. I went through couples therapy. It's a fucking nightmare.
I've done
but
that
it's,
as well.
I feel very close to my wife now. But also, when we argue, I'm like, I want to get the fuck out of here. I do want to punch her a lot when I'm driving. When I'm driving, I'm like, I want to just punch
her
in the fucking
mouth. Having a kid will buy you the 18 years of, like, I think there's a thing what happens when you have a kid is it's like a trick of nature.
Yeah.
We trick ourselves into believing that we love this woman more than we do because it's our job as human beings to sort of, I thought he was cheering me, by the way. I thought your boy was fucking, oh, yeah.
Me too. I was like, go ahead, love.
But I think that's a thing that happens. We kind of go into our head and we trick ourselves into believing that, like, you know, this is like, it's all whatever it is. It's all like fucking endorphins just leaking out of our fucking head, and we're just dummies. We're dumb monkeys.
I love how we're all just like, okay, he's going through something.
No,
I get it. When I was single, I feel the same. Love is need based for the most part, and you're saying, okay, I don't need
but
that.
So is what he's doing too, because I've been on that end where you treat every encounter with some sort of passion. You're doing the same thing. You just know that
I bring
ends.
My love with me. I pack
you know that
shit
ends.
Up.
You just go, I don't have to take responsibility.
It's just a rape and torture kit.
Yeah.
Scalpels.
Swab yourself.
Drills.
Clean your body.
Like a suitcase from Saw.
Zach Bone Saw now.
But you like it. You like being in a relationship. That's why you're passionate.
But I've stopped now. I've stopped allowing myself to
be passionate,
be wifed up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't let people wife me up anymore. I used to allow every chick to fucking wife me up.
I like
that's
your
problem.
I like though. Your old girlfriend.
Which
I like
one?
The couple of,
Kim?
A couple of them are cool chicks.
Kim,
I mean,
Kim,
I get along great with Karen now.
Potato, patata. That's Karen, what I call them. Kim is potato. Kim's patata.
Kim seems nice. I mean, these girls seem very simpatico to your lifestyle.
See, what you're probably doing is you're giving them dick. And then you're letting them go, I don't want nobody else to have this. And you're letting them force you into a relationship.
No. Now I'm at a place now where I just tell all these women, I was like, no, I will not. I'm going to give my dick to other women.
Yeah.
That's it.
Nice.
Dick is being slang.
I used to do that. That's the best. I used to sleep with three or four girls in a day, and you'd be like, no, we're not locking
remember?
It down.
Remember?
Oh, yeah.
Good old days. Yeah. Remember, it would turn me on to fuck one chick with the vagina juice of the other chick on my dick still. What, Shannon? That's not fucking romantic enough for you?
That's pretty fucking
dumb. I just, men are so gross. This is why I'm just never having sex
They're
again.
Called ice fishing sisters.
Oh, I heard a good one. Alaskan snow dragon. Do you know what that is, Shannon?
I do not.
Snow dragon.
Alaskan snow dragon is when you know you have an STD, you come in a girl's mouth, and then you go, oh, by the way, I have chlamydia. And then you cover her mouth so she can't spit it out, and it comes out her nose. That's an Alaskan snow dragon. What the fuck?
I love it. I got no problem with it.
Lewis, a friend of mine asked for a blue chew. Can I have one?
Guy or girl?
Well, it's a girl that's asking me for her husband.
For her husband, because he's got a weak dick.
It sort of sounds like.
All right, I will help save your friend's marriage if you kiss me on my mouth.
No.
Just one kiss, a little peck.
No, because isn't Blue Chew so easy that they just have to like go online and fill
Shannon,
out the
I
thing?
Took a Blue Chew. If you kiss me on the mouth right now, I would start coming all over the place. Right now, just start shooting loads everywhere.
How is that going to make me want to kiss you?
I'm trying to make you horny.
It's not working.
Okay. I was just thinking about my cum just shooting out of my body as you just touch your lips to mine.
Then he'll have to go buy a second pair of pants. You know what a fucking to-do that's going to be?
I know. I'm essentially giving your friend a cum-filled pair of pants as well.
It's a bonus.
It's the gift that keeps on giving.
Yeah. I mean, what are we doing here? If you don't know what Blue Chew is, I'm telling you right now, it is the best thing you could possibly buy for your sex life. It is a performance enhancement drug for the bedroom, so to say. It's a little chewable blue pill, Blue Chew. Very easy to remember, right? It's the same active ingredients as Viagra or Cialis. You've heard of those big old fucking motherfuckers, right? Well, guess what? Blue Chew, fraction of the price, fraction of the time because you chew it, right?
It's chewable, it could work twice as fast.
It could easily work twice as fast. You can chew it, you could do it. And the best part of all of this, obviously, it's a dick pill. Fine, okay, we get it. And it's not for erectile dysfunction. My dick stays hard, son. I'm just saying if you want a harder, better dick, this is the way to get it. But you don't even have to go to the doctor. You do everything online, little 5-minute questionnaire. They send it right to your apartment in discreet packaging or house. It's fucking dope. I just got another order in. 34 Blue Chews I get per month.
That's wonderful.
It's fucking crazy.
You don't need 34.
Shannon.
You can just give me one.
You can kiss me on my fucking mouth if you want a Blue Chew. I'm not just giving you my fucking...
Anyone else, when a guy asks you for Blue Chew, you don't ask them to kiss you on the mouth.
Doggy, they're going to cancel me eventually. I'm not going to have... I need to have a stockpile of Blue Chews, okay? Do you understand that? Nate kissed me on my mouth the other day.
That's not true.
Nate.
Oh, that's right. I did see it.
Yeah, fine. So shut up.
He's probably
about
on
that?
Molly at the time.
Yeah, probably. That's true. Do you have any TCBY?
It's coming in, yeah.
Okay, good. I would love some of that. Anyway, guys, chew it and do it. Go to bluechew.com, bluechew.com, and you get your first order for free when you use the promo code RAP. You just pay $5 shipping, promo code RAP for a free hard cock. That's what I say. Bluechew.com. Chew it, do it, loo it. Screw it. Let's get back into it.
I ain't never getting SNL now.
No.
Because you laughed at a lot.
It's probably too late. No, you could. No. You could still. You
I'm not a sketchy dude.
You're a little sketchy. If I saw you at an ATM machine, I'd be kind of sketchy.
No, I've said a lot.
Thank you.
But I feel like that's a part of the business. And when you go into something else, if I decide to be a director and all that shit, I'm not going to defend what I did as a comic. Yeah. I'm going to go, as long as I didn't say anything fucked up as
a director,
I'm fine. That's my old fucking job.
They're just not going to think that.
They're not going to think it, but I don't care.
But it's also,
I'm stubborn.
Here's the other thing. It's you have to sort of get hired by these woke brands, right?
Yeah.
So if SNL is a very woke brand, Daily Show, woke brand.
What makes them woke?
Just the fan base, millennials, young people that really are extremely left. I mean, all the sketches on SNL are anti-Trump. It's very, it used to be they would make fun of everybody. That
but
was sort of the idea.
Doing it because it's the biggest moneymaker. If you know what I mean?
Yes, like, but that they're feeding their audience.
If the Trump supporters are big, but if they were a lot more vocal in their appreciation for SNL and all that shit,
they would turn it. They're playing to who's watching TV at 1 a.m.
Yeah, Trump
supporters
went
to bed at 9.
Trump supporters are cleaning their gun on Saturday night watching SNL.
I don't think the Trumps, can I tell you the difference?
What?
I don't believe that conservatives, right-wing people, Trump supporters, I think there is a, they want a, almost a separation of politics and entertainment. These are people that will go to a monster truck rally.
Yeah.
These are people that will like go to pro wrestling events. These are people that it's they don't want politics. They don't want an agenda and everything. And that's the difference. So young millennials, they sort of want that angle and they go, yeah, get them.
Yeah.
And I think
they're like
that,
having their ideas reaffirmed.
Yeah. And I should say this. It's just the direction that that show has gone in. And if you are part of that brand, I think that's why. Now, Che, he gets a pass because he's black. Just straight up. He gets a pass. He gets to sit on Legion of Skanks because he's black.
Yeah.
That's it. Simple as that. Pete Davidson doesn't do Legion of Skanks anymore. Yeah. He doesn't come on the show anymore. And that's the Pete Davidson. Yeah. I get a pass. I did an interview about cancel culture with the Hollywood Reporter. And they were talking about just sort of like the sides. And they were like... you know, they were like, well, it seems like one, you know, one side is like very inclusive and open-minded, and then the other side seems to be a little bit more, they want a free speech. And I was like, no. The free speech side is inclusive. The free speech side wants everyone to be able to just come to work and have fun. And I was like, the other side is extremely exclusive. It's extreme. If you don't think a certain way, you don't look a certain way, if you're not acting a certain way, they will fucking shut you out. And I just don't believe that most people are looking for that type of entertainment. And, you know, the reality is people don't really know what they want. So when SNL, it's like network TV just in general. People don't really know. So whatever is in the primetime slot on a Monday night on ABC, NBC, CBS, Fox, the big brands that since we were children, since the most formative years of our lives, we've trusted to give us the best, right? People will just sort of walk in line. They're very complacent with just like, all right, well, what is it? All right, that's the next big TV show. Game of Thrones is the best TV show in the world? Cool.
Yeah.
SNL's the funniest thing in the world? Cool. And I think that that's sort of part of the problem.
Yeah.
And
that people, but yeah, that they're conformists.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that, people don't really know at the end of the day. They get fed, you know, what it is, and they kind of like the feeling of watching it or hearing it or whatever. But the reality is, like, you know, that's why I think the internet hasn't completely taken over yet over TV. And TV is just shifting to offer the same type of convenience as the internet.
Yeah.
So it's like those big brands, we still trust them. So, like, you know, Disney's coming out with a streaming service. Does Disney, if you call for the internet, I can find, you know, a million things that are more entertaining than the things that Disney is going to put out, but they will just knock it out of the park because now it's really convenient and everyone goes, Disney, I trust that brand. I grew up with that brand. That's that. Yeah.
Makes sense.
But yeah, I think it's fine. Look, Big J was just in
Hustlers,
Jennifer Lawrence movie or Jennifer Lopez movie. Big J said crazy shit on podcasts.
Yes, I was.
Yeah, but
in
that's
the
a
kitchen.
Movie. That shit was filmed months
with
ago.
Tiffany Haddish, Melissa McCarthy.
But it does.
What's her face?
And why? And the reason it doesn't matter is because it's not part of this sort of woke brand that sort of like everything is geared towards that. And I'm hoping that the industry doesn't become more and more. But it seems like we're just going down that path.
Yeah,
I think if you're not in a prominent place and it's not part of that woke brand, you can still squeak by. And I've been prepared the whole time, as have you. It's like, I did this shit. I know what I did. I'm not apologizing for it.
You just stand behind your shit.
Yeah. And I know it's bad. And I know it look. And when you take it out of context, it's going to look even worse because it was already bad in context.
Yeah. By the way, that's why we're saying it, because it's bad.
Yeah.
Because it makes people go, oh, shit, you're not supposed to say that. That's literally the fucking point. Yeah. That's why it's funny. The reason why you can say just chink as a punchline.
Yeah.
The Who reason Shane has a punchline?
Shane Gillis, a lot. A bunch.
Yeah.
But I never heard that as a punchline.
Well, get on CNN because it happened this past weekend.
Before he does it, he puts tape on his eyes.
He doesn't need to.
He does his thing. What?
Yeah,
he looks Asian.
So, but the reason it can work,
I'm
not saying it is a punchline inherently. What I'm saying, it can work as a punchline or a slur can work. Simply a one word, it's because it hits this trigger in people where they go like, oh shit, he's not supposed to say that, in conjunction with timing, in conjunction with context, in conjunction with a bunch of other factors and variables, everything as little as fucking we do stand-up comedy. If there's a light flickering in a room, that could fuck up every joke for the night.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? The bar is being too loud. It doesn't matter. The same jokes will fucking bomb because there's that little distraction, right?
Yeah.
So I think that, I tweeted this yesterday. If people are laughing, it is funny. That's not up for debate. That is not up for debate. If there are people laughing, it's funny. It may not be funny to you.
They will say the audience that laughs is part of the problem. Look at like Luisa Diaz or somebody that tweets out all this shit. She's like, if the audience is laughing, they're part of the problem. That audience needs to be re-educated.
You don't think she's just trolling?
No, I don't think she's trolling. Yeah. I think that, no, because I like Luisa too, and she's friends. Yeah. I'm friends with her, right? I'm cool with her. But I think that we make a decision who to be online. That's very conscious. We are exaggerated versions of ourselves. But it's also, we do hit tweet, we do hit send on those things, and we make a conscious decision. And when these people come out and they take a stance and they speak out against, you know, I mean, literally guys like me, you know, they are, in my opinion, they're standing against comedy. And it's not like I'm a brilliant comedian. I'm saying that every comic knows that we have our own process. Every comic, some guys sit down with a pen, some guys go on a computer, some guys like to do podcasts. This is how I wrote down before when we were talking about, I just found out what a fuckboy was. I was like, write that down. I'm going to try that as a stand-up because I'd never... What are you laughing at?
I'm going to try that as a stand-up. I just found out what a fuckboy was. Where are you from, sir?
Are you a fuckboy, sir?
But no, like, I do that all the time now. I go back into the podcasts and I listen to things that are said, and I was like, oh, that could be a great concept. Let me explore that. If you look at the closer of my special, which is the story about going to Mexico and getting free cocaine, that whole bit was worked out. In fact, Shannon, pull that up right now. Yeah. Luis J. Gomez describes male privilege. This is a bit, this is an old clip, Stand Up New York. I know it's a clip that's on from when we were doing it at Stand Up New York. And this was the origin of my closer on my special. I'm going to just play it because I think this is an interesting point. Because some people throw shit out. Some people, some comics back in the day, we would sit down, two or three of us, and just riff. There was no microphones. There was no podcast. Yeah. We would just try to see if we could help each other with our jokes. Yeah. That's another fucking gay way of doing it.
Yeah.
But there's a million ways to do it.
Yeah.
Nate Bargatze has little cue cards, and literally every show he does, he has his cue cards, and he takes notes on each joke, and that's his process. So how can a comic come at another comic for their process? And even if it's as stupid as just throwing out dumb jokes and trying to make people laugh on a podcast, right? Go ahead.
You get better guests, man.
Karen.
What?
So you're the expert here.
Expert on blacking out?
On blacking out and getting drunk.
Yeah.
What would you give me some advice here? How could I go piece this night together? Because there was people out there that were with me.
Do you have any rashes?
Any rashes?
That you didn't have the day before.
Do you have any bruises?
Jesus.
That's a good indicator.
Being a woman is so much worse. Like, literally, what? Even if I got raped, I would just kind of think it's funny. You know what I'm saying? Like, women, that is the privilege of being a dude. Like, if I found out, if there was video footage, I ended up in a Mexican prison, and I got pounded out by two little Mexican dudes as I'm just passed out on a bench, we would bring the footage on the show, and we would examine it, and we would all laugh at it. I swear to God. But I'm not saying that a woman should feel that way. I'm saying that I'm fucked up, and I don't think it would be that bad for most other dudes. Would it, like,
would be pretty funny.
It would be hilarious, right? Dude, if you got ass raped by two, like, I'd be worried that I had AIDS, but that would probably be it.
After the test, if it came back negative, I'd be happy.
It would be hilarious, be like,
okay,
dude.
Okay, yeah, it's kind of funny.
It would be the funniest fucking thing on earth. Period. So I understand the plight of being a woman. That does not seem funny if I'm a woman.
I feel like
you finally have enough material to do an album.
Look at that.
I feel like
he's a prophet.
Yeah.
Like, no. If you're a grown man.
No.
Why?
Because penises are supposed to go there.
No, but I'm talking about the violation of, like, what it symbolizes. Like, I feel like you guys are always, like, poking each other in each other's assholes.
Can I tell you what I do think the major difference is? The way we hunt for sex and the way women have to fight us off, like, just like in life, like, you guys have this, like, weird, like, power where you say, no, I will have sex with you, and we're like, okay. And when that power is completely taken from you, it's a much more devastating thing, because we're not really, I mean,
it takes away your humanity, because that's, like, one of the few things between us and animals. Like, animals, they just jump on each other and fuck the chick.
Yeah.
Like, we can't do that because we're people. So when a dude does that, it kind of takes humanity out of
Shelby.
So wait, are you agreeing?
Explaining rape.
Yeah, I'm agreeing with.
Were you dating Karen?
I don't know, because animals fuck each other.
We started dating right after this.
She looked good.
Yeah.
Shelby, if you woke up,
I love that rape story, Louis.
After a blackout, somebody left a VHS, an unmarked VHS, on a bed next to you. Wake up, your asshole's bleeding. Okay, you're in a little bit of pain.
It says you're fired, Ron.
This is great. What do you, you put the tape funny, in, man. Two small Mexican men are anally raping you. Is it funny or is it horrifying?
It's beyond horrifying.
Really?
Yes. That's the least funny thing I've ever
heard. Well, are they wearing hats? Are the Mexicans wearing hats?
They're wearing these sombreros. No, just sombreros, and they're wearing the like the shawl, like the quilted blanket. Can you give me some Mexican music for this? Because I really want to paint a picture here right now, okay?
Hit him.
All right, we got it. So
that's so funny.
So, but like literally that became
a bit. A closer.
10-minute closer. Like,
and it's funny.
Yeah. So we are fucking, what I'm saying there, right? If you just take it out of context.
You're working out thoughts.
But if you take,
it's
if you take.
Belittling rape.
Belittling rape, saying that, you
it's
know.
It's homophobic because you're talking about that. It's racist because they're Mexican. And they would say, why do they have to be Mexican? You're like, because I was in Mexico. Well, there's other people in Mexico.
The amount of triggers that you can look at just that clip and that story and then go like, well, oh, yeah. You know, you're just saying fucked up things to get a reaction out of the room.
But it's your job is to entertain, and that's a part of entertainment. You don't remember that Seinfeld clip?
That's also a fucking way entertaining clip. God, we've always been good. But I'm one of the best podcasters in the world. I don't give a shit what anybody fucking says. That is like 4 years ago, 5 years ago.
It was very good.
Always good.
Yeah. Better than.
But you're some not would supposed say to care. Not saying you're supposed to be a badass, but we put things out there to be interpreted sometimes out of what we think. You know what I mean? So your job isn't to respond and argue. Your job is just to put it out there and keep moving.
And the people, then when you switch professions,
that's when you keep the fucking professionalism. But in comedy, that's our freedom. And our occupational hazard is sometimes you get people who are bored enough to fucking go, I'm offended. And you go, all right, change the channel.
Yeah.
Like, just watch something else. If you don't like
but
me,
but then they go, no,
go
I just don't want this on anymore.
Else. Yeah, go see another comic.
I want to start fighting some of these people. Do you feel like that?
Kind of, yeah. I
want to call out the guy that called out Shane and see if he would fight me at Skankfest.
He deleted 7,000 tweets, by the way.
Yeah, what is he hiding?
These kids rape kids. These people are fucking kids, man. I'm telling you. No two ways about it. People that are offended by words, it's because they're hiding negative actions. I did my Stena rape joke the other night, and this guy goes, bullshit. I go, what's bullshit? You don't like Louis? And he goes, no, that joke is bullshit. And I just stopped, and I looked at him. I go, what are you hiding?
Yeah, what do you think?
What are you hiding?
Well, he's posturing right there in that moment. He's posturing for that chick in the room.
Yeah, that's exactly what it was.
And that's all it is, dude. And that is the creepiest fucking shit in the world.
Those people have done bad stuff. Look, I'm not saying Patton Oswalt killed his wife. I'm not saying that, okay? I'm not saying that. I would not say that. But I've read some stuff. I got eyes. You know what I'm saying? I got eyes.
I feel bad when people say that about Patton
Oswalt. That's why I'm not saying Patton Oswalt killed his wife.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that.
But there's a lot of people on Twitter that are.
That's what I'm saying.
Wow. I didn't even know that. I just felt sorry. Yeah. I'm like, I wouldn't want to lose
Why
my wife.
Do you have to posture so?
I'm like, damn.
I love my wife. I say bad shit, and I lead a good life. I do good things for people. I have friends that are good people. People that talk shit are better people than the people that are fucking real clean. They're hiding something.
Yeah, absolutely.
They're fucking hiding something. The church, I'm not saying Patton Oswalt killed his wife.
I was talking to Schultz about that. Schultz was talking about that. He was like, how isn't somebody like just some comic just gone up to this dude in an open mic and been like, it's like not necessarily attack him, just sit there and just check him and fucking make him look like a bitch. If I saw
is
one
he
of these
a
guys,
comic?
I think so. I think it is like improv or something. There's certain comics that if I saw them, there's no way that, and I wouldn't fight them. I'm going to say that I'm a physically.
On site?
Not on site. What I would do is I would fucking chump them in a very, very big way.
Yeah.
Oh. Who's that kid? Feral Jokes?
Yeah, that's exactly what I was
What's
thinking
his name?
Of Jake.
Yeah. Jake Flores. If I ever see Jake Flores, and I really mean this. I would never hit. I would never just hit somebody. Yeah. I will make him want to hit me. I will tell you this much.
What does he look
if
like?
If he's got anything inside of him, he's going to fucking punch me in the face.
Yeah.
If he's got any balls, anything. If I see that fucking kid ever at any open mic, anything, I'm going to make him look like a bitch.
Yeah.
What does he look like?
Every time.
Can we see him?
Sure, pull him up.
Oh. Yeah.
This guy just fucking trolls comics, relishes in the pain of fucking other comics. They need to be checked.
And also, a great thing, if they do get on a show, one of them fucking got on a show with me the other night, and I talked to someone, they go fucking bury her. And yeah. I just went up and fucking annihilated.
No, anybody, let me tell you something. There's a rule in comedy where we don't try to like take each other's jobs.
Yeah.
People shouldn't book those people. That should be the one rule. The line you cross is if you try to take away opportunities from other comics, people that work in the industry, if you actively go and try to take away opportunities from other comics,
you don't work.
You shouldn't be able to work in the industry.
That's a different dude. That's
Seth Simons. Yeah, no.
Yeah,
that's not what I'm talking about. Jake Flores.
Gangfest.
Seth Simons.
This year,
he's a comic too.
Open invite.
So. He does something, but he's like one of these bloggers. I'm saying straight up, very clearly, do not be violent with people. Do not go and attack people.
Can I fight that guy? It's gay.
If he agrees to fight you as a man and come into a ring and you guys, yes, there's no issue with that.
Great question.
I'm just saying if I see some of these comics, Jake being one of them, I don't even know other names. That's just one of the fucking guys who's such a little fucking nebbishy bitch.
Yeah.
If I see him, I'm going to literally make it uncomfortable to the point where if he doesn't punch me, everyone's like, dude, why didn't you punch him? How much of a fucking pussy are you, dude?
Yeah.
He just talked to you like you're a fucking child. Look at this fucking punk. He's a fucking bitch, dude. He's a straight up fucking bitch.
You met him before?
I met him a couple times. He did Roast Battle. I remember the first time I met this guy, he did Roast Battle and bombed.
Yeah.
And then went on like a rant on Facebook about how Roast Battle is fucking inherently evil. And fucking, he bombed his fucking dude. This unfunny fucking bitch. That's what he is. None of these people are funny. None of them.
Funny.
None of them are fucking funny, except for Patton Oswalt and Dan Gould. But none of the other motherfuckers. Very funny.
That
very talented comedian.
Very funny.
Honestly.
I haven't seen Dan Gould lately, but he's a killer.
Dude, Dana Gould's a killer.
He has a new bit about how he was conceived during the Kennedy assassination.
Yeah.
That is so funny.
I'm sure it's great.
Always
just watch Dana Gould bits
Andy
on the show.
Kindler's funny too.
Guess what? If you are a 25 year veteran of comedy and that's what you do for a living,
you're good at it.
You're probably funny.
Yeah.
We got to stop patting ourselves on the back. We're all fucking funny. Everyone in this room is funny. We're professional comedians.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Guess what? It's about the other shit sometimes.
Yeah.
And those are bad people.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That guy, Jake Flores, is a bad fucking person. He's a bad guy.
Is Dana Gould's wife
alive? Patton Oswalt killed her. He killed Dana Gould's wife.
I'm not saying Patton Oswalt killed Dana Gould's wife.
I'm saying these wives are disappearing. These wives are disappearing. Where was Patton on the night that Dana Gould's wife was murdered?
I'm not saying Patton Oswalt drove a car into
Dana
Kevin
Gould's
Hart's
wife
car.
Runs HBO. Or they're divorced now, but she ran HBO. Or she runs HBO.
Yeah.
Dana Gould's wife?
His ex-wife runs HBO.
God damn.
Yeah, but, you know.
Hibbo.
It's not even like this whole world of Twitter. Like, we live in a society now where people. Who was making this point to me? Somebody, it was such a great, I don't want to steal as my point. I think it was Dave Smith, because I'm sure he's talked about this before. Yeah, it was. But it's like, there's this social contract that we have in the world where it's like this. Monroe.
Yeah.
If you talk shit to me, right? Just guys. All of us. Everyone. This guy, you know, Frank. If I walk down the street, there's a fucking guy who works for the MTA.
Yeah.
There's this thing that keeps us in check where if I go too far and I act like enough of a bitch, I'm going to, at the very least, have to defend myself physically.
Yeah.
Right? There's a line where most men will be pushed where they're going to go, fuck it, let's go now, right?
Yeah.
And we don't know. We don't have we can't read people's minds, so we don't actually know. And with MMA getting so popular, you can't even look at a guy now and see if he can fight. So there's this
You should carry a trophy around with you.
There's this weird... Thank you.
The second place. Because who would have the fake second place trophy?
That's a good joke, man. I think he has like trash in it. It's a fucking solid bit. It's a decent bit.
Pull up
episode 125 of the Real Ass Podcast that inspired that bit. I'm kidding. But there's this contract where we will get our asses kicked if we act like that much of a bitch.
Right.
Yeah.
And social media has been like, cool, you can act like a bitch as much as you want. You can just go to another guy and go, man.
But that's why there's still that rule still applies. People are just looking past that. If you see rappers and all that shit, there's the people who go, you're a pussy. And then there's people like, yo, let's just meet me somewhere.
I know, but they don't. Yeah. And then you sort of look stupid going like, well, just fuck, say it in my face.
Yeah.
That's what I tweet to people all the time.
But there's people.
I want to steal from him because someone will say something and he'll just subtweet it and go, fight me.
Yeah.
And it's like a page out of Alex Jones thing because 3 years ago, Alex Jones would do it. And people are like, Alex Jones is crazy.
Then I'll
fight me.
I'll say, fight me.
Yeah. I want to do that so bad.
Come say it to my face. I say that a lot.
Fight me is better than come say it to my face.
Or homo say what is my favorite.
Yeah. Or I'll be like, and I've done this before, I'll be like, I'll be at this place at this time tonight. And that's all I write. And they don't show up.
They never show up. But it's like,
Fight Me's the best. I'm telling you, there's been so many times I want to.
Women don't deal with that thing. So women just typically don't beat the shit out of each other. So this is why women act like fucking women, right?
Yeah.
Women act like a little smarmy. And this is why we're not being disparaging to women when we say a guy's acting like a chick, right? Yeah. What that is women don't have to deal with being. You guys aren't savages.
They're not going to punch in their face.
It's sort of a compliment in a weird way to women because you guys aren't savages. You guys don't go. I mean, you can get some hood rat bitches and they are savages, right? And they'll just, you say something to them, they'll just start punching you in the head, right? But the reality is 95% of the women in the world don't. Their line to go there is way further, right? Yeah. To get across that line, it's going to be really hard. I'd say 50% of the guys in the world, if you call them a faggot, just half the guys in the world, if you say, fuck you, faggot, I think they're going to try to fight you. Half the guys. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, it's just sort of we have an ego thing. Even if and I think very few women would actually physically go hit somebody for just calling them a name. Okay. You know what I'm saying?
I want to fight a trans person. I know one specifically I want to fight.
Dude, that would be so funny. If you fought a trans person.
Can you bring up Chantel Morostica?
She was a woman in Toronto,
and now she's transitioned to a man. She talks mad shit, and allegedly...
On you?
Sometimes she calls me a piece of garbage and transphobic and shit. You think I'm transphobic? Fight me, bro.
is that her?
Yeah.
Okay.
Dude, if we set
She's
this
a man
fight...
now. Please find her topless pics. This is what makes me believe I could take her.
If we... She, set up this
he
fight,
has topless pics.
And he beats the shit out of you.
He could.
It would
he's,
make me...
He's on full-out testosterone now.
So happy.
He's
yeah, but so are
test.
You. Come on.
No, I'm on low dose.
Come on. You're gonna fucking out him for being on performance enhancing drugs? The fuck
that
up.
Guy's doing tests! Needle hanging out of my shoulder. No. You gotta find the picture with the no top, Shannon. It's probably on the... Anyways, yeah. And allegedly, he's been grabbing chicks by the pussy and shit, too. And they can't do anything because they're like, they grab me. And they're like, whoa, you're being transphobic.
By the way, fucking gay people, lesbians and gays are the most sexually aggressive people in the fucking world. Dude. Rapey motherfuckers. Yeah. How many times I've been fucking touched by a...
Christ.
Oh, yeah, Lewis, what are you saying now?
Look at Patton Oswalt looks great.
Look at that bag of cottage cheese.
Patton Oswalt. It's the moment after he killed his wife.
That's so funny.
I hope he gets a dick by the fight day.
Stop making me say Patton Oswalt killed his wife. Now that's just.
I really hate that.
I hate it. Imagine your wife was killed.
I'm not saying that.
And you got a daughter.
I'm not saying that Patton Oswalt killed his wife. I'm not saying
that. Can you isolate just the words Patton Oswalt killed his wife in Aaron's voice, please? Which is too easy.
I hate it.
So bad.
Yeah, it's fucked up. It really is. Don't do that, guys. Be above it.
Yeah, be above it.
Be above it. Be above all that shit, dude. Just support the fucking comics you love, okay? It's hard. It is hard to not go to town and start freaking out and calling people names. Right. I almost quoted just a bit, just some fucking bitch who was trashing Shane. It was Shane posted that thing saying, you know what? I was funny enough to get SNL and they can never take that away from me.
Yeah.
And then this bitch was like, they did take it away from you. How did it feel? Yeah. How did it feel to have it taken away? Just like digging the salt in the wound. Yeah. And I was gonna just quote her and just write cunt. Yeah. It was like, I had it written out. I was like, and then I was like, let me delete.
I delete so many tweets before I press send now.
My weekend was so many, like, save to draft. I did not post so many.
What's the point? It's like we have 1,000 people with Legion of Skanks logos and now just fucking calling a woman a cunt, telling her that she needs to get raped. And that, you know, it's...
As funny as that is.
It's a punchline. But no,
and no one says they need to get raped, by the way. These fake fucking rape.
No, it's not rape threats. Here's what they say. Yeah. They say you should get raped.
No, and not that even not, that. You need to get fucked. Oh, this is a rape threat. You need to get
fucked. I've seen even this. If you say, I hope you get raped, that's not a rape threat.
Yeah.
A rape threat is, I'm going to rape you.
Yeah.
I'm going to rape you as a rape
You will threat. Be raped at this time outside this place.
Yes.
Yeah. That's a rape threat.
That's so much.
I hope you get raped is not a rape threat.
A rape dream is a rape wish your heart makes.
I hope Derek gets that audition today.
Yeah.
No, I did
that's
not.
That's a job threat.
That's a job threat.
Yeah.
No, it's fucking psychotic, okay? We do not have magical powers. I do not get to go, oh my God, special fucking period genie.
I hope
this girl gets raped.
I hope period genie gets rid of toxic shock syndrome.
Yeah, I mean, it's just not happening. So you, and that is, whatever. It's, we'll beat a dead horse here, but it is fucking... Just pathetic. Some of these fucking
but
people.
But you shouldn't
Patton Oswalt's wife is not a dead horse.
Patton Oswalt's wife is alive.
She is hiding.
That's where we're going. We're going the opposite. She's alive and well.
That's so fun. Would you fight him?
Patton Oswalt followed both me and Zach.
Yeah.
Really?
Like, yeah, like it felt a like weird, a mob boss being like, mob... yeah, it's on you, bitch.
Yeah, I see you.
Yeah,
I see you because I got drunk and I tweeted, fuck Patton Oswalt.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, yeah. And then he followed me right afterwards.
Yeah. It's great. Can you write fight so me to him? Would you fight him?
I would fight any clown.
Yeah.
Any clown. Come to my fucking table, boy.
Yeah.
I dare you. Sit at my table.
Who would be...
Ready for lunch?
Who would be your top pick to fight right now?
Right now? Who's that cripple comedian?
Oh, yeah, that Ricky kid. He's good.
Yeah.
That'd be hilarious. I want to do that. I want to do like a Kaufman.
Do you know Nicole Arbor?
Yeah, I know her.
I'm falling in love slowly but
yeah,
surely.
She's fun. She tried to date me once, and I said no.
I talked about her on the show.
I was like, I'm not dating comics.
I talked about her on this show.
She's beautiful, and I think she's funny and smart. But not nothing. Don't compare to my wife.
But then I said she looked crazy, like she'd accuse you of rape.
And then you found out
that's her.
She had done that.
No, she. No, stop. No. Well, she hit me up afterwards, and she was like, oh, we should do a podcast together. And now I'm falling in love slowly but surely.
She's great. I really like her.
Where
she
does she perform?
Outside the box, and she's very funny, very pretty. She's had, she was dating another podcaster or something, and they had a falling out, and it was a big, you'll want to research that.
A little bit of Me Too, Canadian Me Too?
Something like that.
Yeah.
And I'm boys with Todd Shapiro, who works at Sirius up there, and he said they don't get along either. But I was going to have Nicole on our show and be like a Canadian correspondent on In Hot Water. But she's really, she takes chances. She's a ballsy chick.
Yeah, she's fucking smoking. I love
but her husband is dead!
Patton Oswalt killed Nicole Arbor's husband.
Good show, bro. Thanks
it
for having me.
It was a fun show, man.
It's not the end of the show.
Oh.
You can just end my show when you want to end it. Fucking Aaron. The fuck's going? What, do you got to go somewhere?
No, I got to get my wife a card and a gift for today.
What are you getting her?
Go for today? I don't know. What should I get her? 3 years leather, so I could get her 12 years a slave. Show the whip scenes.
That's funny.
Yeah.
That's pretty funny. 3 years leather, 5 years gold, 10 years diamond, 12 years slave.
12 years a slave. Like you
buy them every
slave.
Year, you buy her a slave.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, that's what you were going for.
No, that's I just thought I would show her 12 years a slave because of the leather. 3 years leather, 5 years gold, 10 years diamond, 12 years
you
a slave.
A fucking slave.
Fucking hilarious.
Cotton for life,
oh
bitch.
My God. Who's using that, me or you?
I'm writing it down.
I'm using it. I'm getting first on stage counts.
I mean, it was my joke.
No, we did it together.
It. We have to do it together every time now.
We're like the Lucas Brothers.
All right. We are going to get out of here in a second. Was there anything else? We didn't get to any of your fucking dumb notes, guys. Let's do Does It Live. I like this one. I have no idea. I didn't see it. Does It Live, Tiger versus a Goat?
Tiger.
We say Tiger.
It's a Tiger, does it obviously. Live or does it
die? Well, does the goat live is really the question. So we're going to watch the beginning of the video.
It depends on how hungry the tiger is.
We're going to see.
Oh, shit. What? Yeah.
Oh man. There it is.
There's why is it on World Star?
There's Patton's wife.
yo, Tiger Nigga, you whack. You whack, Tiger Nigga. Let's do this shit. That's why it's on World Star. You gotta voice it. Good.
What the fuck you doing in this McDonald's?
That was it?
Oh, that was it. Yeah.
That was all clip. Play it again one more time.
So it lives.
So it did live.
No. We don't know. We didn't see the end of it.
Oh, what's the end?
Can I tell you my problem with my production staff?
Yeah.
They
intelligent.
I don't believe that Shannon would have brought up a video of a goat being slaughtered by a tiger. So that's my problem. So that's why I always assume that the fucking goat's gonna live. Let's see one more time. Let's see where it's at. Let's see
it's
where
not really a goat.
Satan. Yeah. There we go. Look, all right, so
oh, that thing could fuck that tiger up.
No.
With the horns? What is that? That's not a goat.
It says goat in the caption,
but it's not a goat.
That's it's just because it's on World Stop. Goat versus big cat.
This Tony the Tiger looking motherfucker.
Look at this Frosted Flake motherfucker go after this goat.
It's not a fucking goat though, because
it's not a goat.
An antelope. Yeah. No antelope has.
It is a. What is that?
It's a two-horn unicorn.
It has the fucking spiky.
Yeah, it's not a goat.
It's
tell
not
him
a goat at all. That shit is funny. That thing will fuck that tiger up.
Yeah.
I just imagine a bunch of black teenagers filming it. That's why it's a world star.
Get it. Yo.
Get him. Your mom's coming.
You guys will have your votes in.
I say that I think the goat's
going to
live.
Who let this tiger in a Denny's?
I think this thing killed the tiger. I'll take my.
Oh, you think it's going to impale the tiger?
I think the tiger jumps on top and then it goes through the tiger's fucking chin.
But it looked like a friendly approach. I'm going to say the goat lives.
I think the tiger's playing with it. It's cute.
All right.
I'm going to tell you right now, I think what's going on there is it's going to end up being a cute video where, like, the tiger's just nuzzling against the goat.
Yeah.
I really do. Because why is a person even that close to it? Like, yeah. If there's really some fucking crazy shit happening,
you want to get as far away as possible.
You're like, dude, there's a tiger. Run.
Yeah.
If there was just a goat, I would run.
Okay.
Like, he's going to eat my pants.
Yeah.
Chink.
That happened. That goat looks hungry. He's going to eat my pants right off my body.
All right, you ready to see the end?
So, what did you vote? Lives?
Yeah, it lives.
Lives.
He killed tiger, but you're right.
You said the tiger. Live. You said the tiger dies, but the goat's living. Go ahead, go. Let's see.
It doesn't have enough views to be a kill. Come on.
Let's see. Went to go attack the goat. It's pushed his head down. Oh, okay.
Oh, man.
Do not live.
He's just carrying him somewhere.
He's going to hang out with him.
Yeah.
He just pushed his fucking head down. He was tired.
That's how I would fight any woman. Yeah. If any woman came, like if you wanted to shut up and pick her up by her neck, you're like, I'm going to fucking bring her to the lake and drown you. So yeah, he lived.
Right.
Or he died.
He died.
He felt alive for just one moment.
He just fucking stepped on his head.
He switched it up on you, Lewis. Yeah.
You did switch it up. I'm actually impressed, Shannon. Yeah. I wish you would have been more gory, though.
Right.
Have you ever been to that website, Chaotic?
Mm-mm.
K-A-O-T-I-C. Just go to it for a second. We're not going to watch anything, but I've only gone to it once, and I was like, I can't. It's like one of these hardcore gore sites.
I'm still caught up on that Nature is Brutal shit we've been watching.
Yeah, Nature is Brutal is awesome. 3 headshots from a hitman. Saudi woman where dancer dies on stage. 3 Saudi woman sent into what?
I'm gonna click that.
I don't know, man. I don't want to watch any of this. It fucks me up, dude. Firing squad rains bullets. Dumbass college student. Yeah, dude. It's fucking it's so hard. Like
it is.
The first time I watched a beheading, it fucked me up in a really big way. That's why I'm like,
how many
afraid.
You said the first time, so how many times did you watch it after that to get comfortable?
I've never been comfortable. I'm not comfortable with beheadings. They almost look fake. Like the ISIS ones that came out back in the day, like the production quality, like it looked fake.
Yeah.
Where they would just like literally take a knife and just saw the guy's head off as he screamed. It was like
Russ Meneve has a hilarious joke where he goes that he would shave his head and then butter it so that if they tried to pick it up, it's. Wait, what? Oh, hold on.
All right. Look, this has been a lot of fun. Great show. As always, Boys Real Ass Podcast coming at you every Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 11 a.m. Eastern here on the Gas Digital Network. Make sure you guys tune in live. Shannon, we got to figure out a pre-tape for Friday or something.
For this Friday?
Yeah, I'm out of town.
Okay.
I leave Friday morning.
Friday.
Nashville, Tennessee. I'll see you there. I'm going to try some hot chicken. That's what everyone's telling me to try, right?
The Nashville
hot.
Yeah.
Never had it before, so let's make that shit happen. And we're going to have some fun this weekend. Me and Kurt Metzger. Hopefully we don't kill each other. Peace.
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 That's all, folks.